This is an MUT Radio podcast.
With us in studio, we have Sister Nondu Dlamini, who is part of the team that is always available for us at the MUT vaccination site. They are available on Tuesdays from 8:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. Sawubona.
Yebona njani?
Siyaphila. How are things going at the vaccination site? Abantu bayafika nje.
Uma siqala numbers, they were very low. But kwaba ne period la, I think I'm a student, they were writing their exams. Normal, they were closing. So, saphindela ukuthi siqhubekele kwezinye indawo sama kancane. But sibunjwe basibuyile, sibona numbers increase zama students ezayo kutheni.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, maybe the next question, obviously, because we've already stated ukuthi a numbers is ya khula, but then we would love to know ukuthi do people come back and complain, maybe ukuthi kunenkinga la nalapha, because we know ukuthi at times bakhona ba complain nayo ababa nenkinga mhlambi clothing and all that.
Yeah, since we started asikakabi nawo la uma cases. All right. But usually before wonke umuntu ozayo for i-vaccination sinikeza health education before. So during i-health education bayabuza ama-questions, then we answer those questions. And so I mention nama signs and symptoms abangaba nawo after i-vaccination.
Oh.
And we also advise them what to do if they have those signs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's perfect.
What is the vaccine that is currently in use at the moment available to people?
Pfizer. Yes.
J&J.
I don't know about J&J, but we've got Pfizer on the site.
Okay.
Today.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And for those of you who rely on the general information that which one has how many shots, if Pfizer is the one that has two shots and J&J is the one that has a once-off shot. Next, when is the vaccination site open and what do people need to bring with them when they're coming to vaccinate?
Oh, we only come on Tuesday. We're open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
They need to know their ID numbers, even if they don't bring their ID numbers, but they need to know.
Okay.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, the ID number is found also on your student card.
Yeah,
it's you can just bring your student card and it has your ID number there as well.
ID number.
It happens, it still happens.
Come on.
Some people
guys
don't even know their phone numbers.
Okay. That is personal.
Lastly, what would you say to our students who might still not be sure about whether to get vaccinated or not, or who are also afraid because of all the side effects that they hear other people experience?
Okay. What I can say is that since this pandemic started, the only thing that we have now in South Africa, it's a vaccine. Before vaccine, abantu bebeshona and we had nothing to do because besingenayo vaccine, besebenzisa ama medication akade khona. And wonke umuntu ubefisa ukuthi sibe ne vaccine or anything esingayisebenzisa ukuthi kwehlike inamba zabantu abashonayo. So mean I can say ukuthi everyone needs to get vaccinated. If you are vaccinated today, you must know that you are not only protecting yourself, but you are protecting your parents, you are protecting your colleagues, you are protecting South Africans. And we have noticed ukuthi since the vaccine ifikile South Africa, the numbers of hospitalized people because of COVID-19 have reduced. Abantu abaningi bebe endaphabeka ema-ICU because iningi labo they were not able to breathe without oxygen. But now ema-ICUs kunabantu abayi-few, meaning that ikhona i-difference eyenzakalayo. But ukuthi uvaccinatile, it doesn't mean ukuthi you won't be able to have COVID. But the severity yomuntu ovaccinatile nomuntu ongavaccinatanga, the severity yegciwane kumina esengivaccinatile ngeke izifane nomuntu ongavaccinatanga, because mina since sengithole i-vaccine umzimba wami usuprepareiwe ukuthi you must be prepared uma kwenzeka kuba naleli gciwane, you'll be fast like this. So you end up ukwazi ukuyitreat ekhaya, ungabe sibhedlela, ungabe ma ICU. So I think wonke umuntu kumele ukuthi a vaccinate.
Okay, and thank you for that. I was about to ask you to clarify.
Because
izolo nje kade sikhuluma ngale ndaba yokuthi people don't understand what exactly the vaccine does.
Yeah.
And they just go on whatever information that is provided on any social media platform.
Yeah.
So besizama ukunderstand le ndaba yokuthi what does the vaccine do? Because it doesn't, it's not a cure, and it's not, it doesn't mean that you will not get it at all.
Yeah.
It'll just help your body to fight it when the time comes.
Yeah, and I think ku wise ukubuza we healthy way kangokuthi ubuze komunye umuntu naye ozokutshena general information angazilutho ngayo.
Ungcono nje ukubuza umuntu oqualified for it, who understands it.
Nokuthi mu vaccinatedile mawuzwa into ekuthusayo nje ama clinic ahlale evuliwe every time ungazi ukuthi hayi ngoba unesi uthe mawubona nje ukuthi yabele likhande lingiphethe manje liyangithusa, go to the clinic.
Yeah.
I think it's very wise to get an expert if you have any questions or you encounter any challenges, other than relying on someone who has no sound knowledge about the vaccine and everything that must have effect about. Because Nami, really, I was about to ask you, does it guarantee you not to get the corona if it happens with you so vaccinated?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I also went through a time where it took me a while to finally get the vaccine because I was seeing all the information on social media, all the stuff that was spreading. I remember I registered and then they told me before they sent me a message to give me a date and venue where to get vaccinated. Right after I vaccinated, I came across a video of a lady who had suffered some side effects, and she was one of the people that are suing one of the pharmaceutical companies. So then I started thinking, what if this happens to me? Kanti I didn't have an understanding yokuthi it happens megwenzenjani, and is it because of the vaccine or it's not because of the vaccine and all of that. So right after that, I never went to get the first shot. And it took me about a week to finally decide to go and ask a professional and understand and then get my shot.
Do you guys maybe check before vaccinating someone if mhlambe kunezinye izifo engadala inkinga or something like that?
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay.
Yes. Before you get vaccinated, you enter from the door.
Yeah.
We check your vital signs, where we do your BP, your GM and everything. And we also ask you some questions that are related to your health. Mm-hmm. And we'll ask you if you are taking any chronic medication so that you will know.
Oh, yeah. All right. So does that determine someone is going to get vaccinated or not?
Yes, it does. Because if you are telling me that I've got headache, I'm sneezing, I'm coughing, I'm not going to vaccinate you.
Instead,
I will refer you to the clinic and I will advise you to come back when we are better.
Okay, but abantu that suffer from chronic diseases like diabetes, is it safe for them to get the vaccine?
Yes, it is safe.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I remember there was a bit of confusion there. They weren't sure if it's okay for them to go and get the vaccine.
You know the reason why we ask them those questions?
Yeah.
If you are a known diabetic patient, okay, automatically we know that this patient is diabetic. Then we check your GM. If your GM is high, if your BP is high, we are not going to vaccinate you. You have to take your medication. We'll ask you if you did take your medication today. If you say no, you need to take your medication. We'll give you healthy education. But if your BP is high, your GM is low, or it's very high, we are not going to vaccinate you. If you've got flu, we are not going to vaccinate you.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Last question.
All right.
I don't know if it's okay to associate surgery with the vaccine, but I know for surgery you're not supposed to eat for a while before you go into surgery.
Yes.
With the vaccine, you always have to make sure that you've eaten, because I think it does affect your blood pressure as well, or your sugar levels?
No.
So whether you've eaten or you haven't eaten, it's okay to go get the vaccine.
Okay. As long as your vitals are fine and you don't have any healthy problem, we've asked you all the questions and you are all right, we'll give you the shot.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Sister Nondu, for joining us here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. Just to round things up, please do remind them, when are you guys available here on campus at the vaccination site? From what time to what time?
Okay, we're available at 9 to 1500 hours every Tuesday. Okay. And we also ask the student to register in their cell phones using the number *134*832. But if you are not registered, you are also very happy to help you.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have a problem.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.